You're listening to SBS News.
And Eyes back. Great.
Posing for a photographer on a couch in his designer's showroom, it's clear Sheldon Riley is no stranger to the spotlight. At 17, he was chosen for Australian X Factor. 2 years later, he was winning hearts on The Voice, all while dreaming of an international debut. Now at 23, he's about to realise his life's ambition to compete in the Eurovision Song Contest.
I'm very excited. I'm super honoured to be representing the country. It's been the biggest dream for the longest time. So it's still a little unbelievable for me.
Growing up in public housing in Sydney's West, he was told from a young age he wouldn't achieve much due to his neurodiversity.
6, 9 and 12, actually, they had to tell me 3 times that I was on the spectrum. And, being told for a long time that I wouldn't be able to execute myself as a normal functioning human being or get work or have friends or meet a partner.
Disproving every prediction, Sheldon's childhood experiences inspired the song Not the Same. It's pain, so you go and leave the pain and find another way to make yourself another game. Maybe one for all to play, cause it's not just me, it's not the same, we're not the same. As a teenager, Sheldon wrote himself a note on Facebook detailing his struggles to fit in and hiding his unhappiness from his family. He says it was never meant to be the song he intended to write for Eurovision, but it's the one that made him Australia's choice. Sheldon says since the first time he watched Eurovision, he's idealised the contest as a safe haven for self-expression and a place where he can truly be his authentic self.
Yeah, it's such a massive inspiration to me every year. It was kind of just this little thing of hope for me that made me go, you're so different from everybody else, but there is an audience for it.
Famous for his high fashion and fantastical costumes, Sheldon's semi-final outfit is being kept under close wraps. The piece has been created by famed couture and wedding dress designer Aline Lacalle, taking 29 staff members 2,000 hours to bring it together.
It's 38 kilos. Just one aspect of it. Collectively, it's about 40 kilos. So shipping all of that to Italy has been a challenge.
A challenge and an opportunity, he says, to boost Australia's fashion profile in Europe.
Australia isn't really known for fashion. And I feel like Australia being represented in Eurovision the past few years is fantastic, but specifically with this outfit that we created, I feel like it will push boundaries and put Australia on the map.
Australia has participated in Eurovision since 2015, coming close to winning the competition just a year later with Dami Im. The Australian Eurovision fan club numbers have increased fivefold since then. Member Jamie Williams says Australia has well and truly earned a place among the world's best musicians.
From the start, Guy Sebastian finishing top five just really proved that Australia wants to be there. We want to bring the best music. So, and I really do think Europe responds to that. That's why we get invited time and time again. We keep up our end of the bargain in bringing good music. They'll keep inviting us.
Over 180 million people are expected to tune in to the finals around the world. For many, Eurovision is much more than a music contest. Australian-Ukrainian fan William Fedor says having Ukraine compete in this year's competition is so important to the country as they continue to resist the Russian invasion.
The most amazing thing is that Ukraine Kalush Orchestra are able to go to Turin to be able to perform. And at least that's the best thing about Ukrainian heritage. We love to sing. Even when there are bad times, the most important thing is we love to sing.
Ukraine's folk rap outfit Kalush Orchestra are expected to be a fan favourite, performing in Turin without one member who's serving in the Territorial Defence Forces. Others expected to do well include pop music singer Sweden's Cornelia Jacobs, while Norway's subwoofers wearing bright yellow masks cater to those wanting something a bit different with their song Give That Wolf a Banana. Jamie Williams says there's a lot to love about Eurovision.
Bringing different countries together, like various different people from different backgrounds, I guess that's what Eurovision was really founded on, was that idea of bringing people together. It's just that passion of music. It really is the Olympics of music.
The finals will be broadcast on SBS and SBS On Demand May 11 to 15. The wait almost over for fans hoping Sheldon Riley can become Australia's first Eurovision winner. Abby Dinham, SBS News.